Mirandela. Anna. Hey, Anna.
Hi.
Jasmine.
He hasn't come on yet.
Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good
Initially, we will do a L'shem Yehud and connect to the verse for certainty that's from the Zohar Sulam commentary from Parashat Yitro. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkim Tevit Hiluur Himud Hiluud Hiluur Himud Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, V'ayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Beka Amatar Tanenan Deku Chabarichu Koma Diyadei Dizle'eila Witata Kola Ihu kishot biovada dikshot utelid lach mila bialma ivaye barnash vadach yaleya mineya ulan haga eya kalana tehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikola itzirith bialma. The energy of this current year, 5779, is to become wiser, to become wise. The verse that we are studying for the month of Iyar, that starts with the letter He and ends with the letter Tet, comes from Psalms chapter 139, verse 21. Halo misanecha Adonai Yohe Wahe Esna uvit komemecha et kotat. And the energy from the year 5774, peace in the Middle East, the one verse that we study from the Tanakh that connects to this energy is 2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 10.
Witam kimakom leami liYisrael untati wishakan tach tav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto Ka'asher Barishona.
We will now count the Omer. We're at step one. Last night was day 19 of the Omer.
L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bitzilu Urchimud Chimud Chilu Le'achta Hashem Yudhei Bavavhei V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Hine Anachnu Ba'in L'kayem Mitzvat Sefirat Omer La'asot Nachat Ruach Liot Reinu V'la'asot Ratzon Boreinu V'yihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Konenehu.
Step two are the verses from prior to the blessing, starting with Psalm 138, verse 8.
Adonai Yigmor Be'adi Adonai Chasdecha Le'olam Ma'asei Adicha El Tereh.
Psalm 57:3.
Echra La'elohim Elyon La'el Gomer Alay.
Ezekiel 16:6.
Ve'evor alayish ve'aerech mitboseset Damayish Vayomar Lach Bedamayish Chayi Vayomar Lach Bedamayish Chaye. Psalm 104, verses 1 and 2. Barki nashi et Adonai Elohim Yohewahe Elohai gadol tameod Hod v'hadar lavashta O teor kesalma no teshabayim ke'ayriya. Step 3 is saying the blessing. Baruch ata Adonai Yohewahe Yudhevavhe Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher kiddushanu B'mitzvotav Vetzivanu Al Sefirat Ha'omer. Ha'yom Esrim Yom La'omer Shehem Shnei Shavuot U'Bishisha Yamim. This is the 20th day of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 6 days. And the day 20 connects to the half shekel through the idea of the ten gerar is a half shekel, so 20 gerar is a shekel. The 20 connects to the 10 sefirot of direct light and the 10 sefirot of returning light. It also connects to the 10 sefirot of the inner light and 10 sefirot of the surrounding light. And the inner light of the blessing, Harachaman hu yachazir avodat beit hamikdash lim koma bin heira bayameinu. And we all say amen. Step 6 is Psalm 67, the menorah psalm, which I believe, if not tomorrow, we will do it the next Friday. But we will have a Psalms class Friday morning at 7 a.m. So Psalm 67, we'll stop at the 20th word and the 20th letter in the verse 5. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir Elohim yachaneinu bivarkeinu Yair panav itanu sela Lada'at ba'aretz darkecha V'kol goyim yeshuatecha Amin. Amim yodu ucha Elohim, yodu ucha kulam. Isbechu. Viranenu le'umim. Ki tishbot The word yisbechu is the 20th word. And it means to be happy, to rejoice. It's conjugated in the future tense. How can you change yourself so that you can are as happy with difficult experiences as you are with joyful experiences? What does it take to become serene in the face of pain, suffering, confusion, and other forms of the world's upsets? Do you truly want to be happy in the face of trouble or pain or suffering? Are you happy when you see someone else experiences pain and suffering? And or are you, how can you become happy feeling the pain of another? Should you become happy feeling the pain of another? And the letter shin, which is in the word tashpat. In that word is the letter shin, which represents passion. The letter shin is composed of three vavs. The letter shin created fire. And yet, internally, because of the three vavs, it has an essence of balance. How can you build passion, which is the essence of fire, in a balanced way? What do you need to change about yourself to feel passion, to feel emotions in various situations that you have experienced in a balanced way, in a way that you don't become reactive? Do you need to tone down your passion? Or do you need to know how to work with your passion so that you create balance within your passion? Tishpo damim mishor ulumim ba'aretz tamhem selah. Yoducha amim Elohim, Yoducha amim kulam. Eretz matnav yevula yevarkeinu, Elohim Eloheinu. Yivarkeinu Elohim v'yiru oto kol afse aretz. Step 7 is the Ana B'Koach. Please join me. Ana B'Koach Gedulat Shemincha Ta Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutach Tzadik Kabel Rinat Amcha Sag Beinu Tacharenu Nora Ufei Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Chamre Nun Gimel Dalet Yudkaf Shin. The letter Shin of the word Shamre is a second Shin tonight, dealing with passion, dealing with fire, dealing with how do we choose to not be reactive, working on those character traits that create that situation. Barchem tacharen, rachamei sidkatcha, tamid gam lebetetrish, saditaf gimel. Chasin kadosh, bero tucha, na'el adatecha, tet kuf bet, tet nunayin. Yachid ge'er, lamcha p'nei, zo'prei kiddushatecha, yud gimelamet, pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziyakatenu, yodea ta'alumo, shin kufav, tzadi yutaf. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. Step eight is to be aware of the 20th journey in the 42 journeys in the desert and how that impacts our life today. The 20th journey, they left Kehelatah and camped at Mount Shefer. Another leg of our life journey consists of our travels to beautiful places in the world. Mount Shefer means beautiful mountain, or a mountain with beautiful fruit. How will we use the inspiration we gain from nature's beauty? Will it be a temporary joy that only affects you, or will it have a perpetual effect and inspire you to bring the beauty to others? Step 9. Ribono shel olam, ata tzevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor sefirat haomer, kidei letachareinu, miklipotenu, tumateinu, kimo shekatavta betorata uspartem, lachem mimcharat. Ha-Shabbat, Miyom Haviyachem, Eto Omer, Ha-Tenufa, Sheva Shabbatot, Temimot, Tiina, Mimacharad, Ha-Shabbat, Ha-Shvit, Tosef Iru, Chamishim, Yom Kidei, Sheyit, Acharu, Nafshotam, Ha-Yisrael, Mizo Hamatam, Uvachem yehi ratzon milfanecha, Hashem Eloheinu, Elohei Avoteinu, Shebizchut sefirat haomer, Shesafarti hayom, Yetukan ma shevagamti, Besefirat. Yesod Shibati Feret. Yesod is the foundation. Tiferet is the balance points. Yesod also connects to creativity, sexuality, all of the emotions, creation itself. Tiferet, it connects to compassion, to beauty, to balance, and to truth. So what is the foundation of truth? Which of our character traits acts as our connection to truth? Do I need to change any of these character traits? V'yatzahir v'yatkadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala. Amen. Selah. Step 10 is to connect to the Tzaddikim who left this day, the fifth day of Iyar. Rabbi Moshe Zorach Endelitz of Prague, Rabbi Yeshaya Pick, Rabbi Chaim Meir Shapira of Mogilnitz, Rabbi Meir Auerbach, and Rabbi Eliezer Chaim Rabinowitz. Step 11 is to connect to the prophet of that day. The prophet associated with Yesod Sheva Tiferet is Achia Shiloni. And the translation of this name is the brother of God who draws water. And the female in the Tanakh who connects to this Sephirah is Pharaoh's daughter, Batya. Batya, who extended her hand to pick up Moshe's basket on the River Nile. Today's class is a Zohar class from the Parsha of Kedoshim. It's section H. You'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column. When you click on that link, it opens up to a landing page with all of the parasha's name. Scroll to Kedoshim, and when you open up that landing page, scroll to Section 8, where we will start at Pasuk 61. And since we've said a Baruch Shem, and if we haven't, let's say it to be sure. I will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kud Shabari Tu, Ishkin Te, Beat Shilu, Urshimu, Shilu, Shilu, Urshimu. Leahta, L'shem Yehud, Barav He, Be Yehuda, Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konaneihu. Pasuk 561 of Parashat Kiddushim from the Sulam Commentary. Kegavna da gimel shuta nifin ishtekachu le'eila. Viracha de Adam Adam Chatma Aagid Gufa Dileya Hawa Me'afra Lav Me'afra Dehaka Hawa Ela Me'afra Tevei Makdesha Ishtachahu umalka ila'a ishtatah vahadayu Wishadar beya rucha dechaye vitvere. gavna da ishtakach kola eila vitata we are each the reef leya lirvarnash lemidchal kucha grishu umidchal avoli maya. The translation. Similarly, there are three partners above in the secret of Adam. Even though his body was from earth, it was not from earth here of this world, but from the earth of the temple on high, being in the state of the world of Briah. Abba and Ima are present, namely Zerantim and Malchut. And the supernal king, namely Bina, participated with them and sent the spirit of life, and he was created. Similarly, three partners all exist above and below. Therefore, man needs to fear the Holy One, blessed be he, his father and his mother. My comments with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. My unwritten comments, we've discussed this many, many times in our classes. Pasuk 62.
Sitrei Torah Adam Kadma Allah Waleya Mehay Alma Kilum Chad Shadik Avad Shimusha Benukveya Beitaved Mehahu Shimusha Gufa Chadadim Shiru Ileya Yatir Mikol Inun Malakin Shelishan Leela Wakadit Fere Ahu Gufa Malka Ila Shadar Behahu Sadik Akafet Atvan Beishpata Behadaihu Venafak Le'alma.
It is recorded in the secrets of the Torah that Adam had nothing from this world, meaning from the state of Malchut of the quality of judgment, the righteous being the Yesod of Zerantin. Had his contact with the female, meaning with Malchut, that was clothing Bina. From this contact came one body whose illumination was more than all the angels, and the messenger from above. When that one body was created, the supernal king, Bina, sent with this righteous, denoting Yesod of Zerantin, 22 letters. Bina joined with them, and then he came into the world. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. It takes three to manifest anything. The three that created the body of Adam are Bina and the Yesod of Zerantin, plus the 22 letters of Malchut. This body was placed in Bina of Briah, which joined with the soul of Adam in that location. Pasuk 63.
Kewan denafa samuleya shimsha vesihara Beastimu nehorayu Tetapucha deragleya Achshis nehora Dilchon mai Ta'ama begin de meovada Deshim shavesi hara Ila anafak Kevan Vadechata Itcha Shafi Azir Garmeya Pitzterich Legufa Achara Bamishka Uvizra Dikti Vayas Lashem Elohim La Adam Ulishto Kadno Taor Vayal Bishem Kechahu Shemusha Diavad Hahu Tzadik Beduk Veya Laishtekach Mikad Matstena Uvatar Dina Deha Adla Nafak Letzore Omamna. When he, Adam, came into the world, the sun and the moon saw him, and their light was dim. The heel of the foot of Adam darkened their lights. For what reason? Because he is derived from the doings of the supernal sun and moon, namely Zerunpin and Malchut. However, when he sinned, he became dark and reduced himself and needed another body with skin and flesh. As it is written, for the man also and for his wife did Hashem Elohim make cold coats of skin and clothed them. The like of that contact that the righteous had with the female, leading to the birth of Adam, as mentioned, there never was before this nor afterwards, for the craftsman has not yet come out to refine. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. This is creation from nothing. This is my opinion. Pasuk 64. Adiata Hanoch. Benati Leia Kuchabarihu Meara Uavrir Pesolet Bekastura Mekaspa Vekain Beko Inun Sadikayayo Dibiara Levatar Itakan Hahuatar Vidavedu Ruhim Vinishmatin Shimushaihu Vigufa Mitata Vyara Vyadishutafu Dilela Wittata Varnashate Lialma Beitzerich lemichal inun shotafim ulokir lo kimadit mar alkein reaya meyamana. The translation. When Hanoch came, the Holy One, blessed be He, took him from the earth, cleansed him from the refuse, and the silver from the tin residue, and so with all the righteous in the land. Afterwards, that place was corrected, meaning Malchut, where Malchut of the quality of judgment was concealed and was no longer seen. Then were fashioned from the coupling of Zerunpin and Malchut spirits and souls, and the body below on the earth. Hence, as a result of the participation of above and below, man comes into the world, and it is incumbent upon him to fear these participants and revere them, as we have learned. And this is the end of the Reaya Mehemna, which is the soul of Moses, the faithful shepherd. my commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. In the seventh generation of pre-Adam, you know, of pre-Adamic man, there was a change in DNA makeup. This is the generation of Hanoch ben Yared, and is being described in this pasuk. This is my opinion. Now we have a new synopsis at this point. Normally I don't read the synopsises, and I'm not going to hear, but I do recommend that after we study, you do read the synopsis. Pasuk 65. Al tifnu el ha'elilim ve'elohe ma'seka lo ta'asu lahem rebichia yo patach Al tefen el kishiha am hazeh wikomer. Al tefen deki man hu dieva. Lemalka al tefen. Behaketiv ki enav al darke ish. Utivim yisater ish bamisdarim Vani lo erenu neumashem Vehabakola ishkach kutshabarichu Vekal ovadin mistakal V'ayel bedina Kuluim tavim bish Gada ha'elohim Yavio b'mishpat al kol dalam Im tovim ra U'moshe amar al tefen. The translation, turn not to idols, nor make to yourselves molten Elohim. Rabbi Chia commenced, look not to the stubbornness of the people, of this people. Look not, he questions. Who can tell the king, look not, seeing that it is written, for his eyes are upon the ways of man. And can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, says Hashem? The Holy One, blessed be He, watches everything, looks at all the deeds, and brings judgment for all, whether good or bad, as it is written. For the Elohim shall bring every work into justice with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Yet Moses says, look not. The pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 66.
Elakama bae barnash. The Istam Rabbehovo, the Gindilayeke Kame Malka, Tadisha, Tahate Barnash, the Aved Mitzvah, the Hahio Mitzvah Salka, the Kaimakame Kuchabarihu. The Amra na mitlan yayo, the aved li, the kud shabarihu, mineila kameya, the ashketa bako yoma, le
Tavaleya Begina Avar Alpika Me O Raitahiyo Avera Salka Kameya Viamrana Viplanyayo Viavadli Bikushabari Sumanela Bikaimata Manli Ashkecha Balateta Leahahidikti Vayar Hashem Vanin Sats Mikas Vanavubno Mahuvayar Haudikaimantameya. The translation. He answers, see how much a person needs to be cautious of sins in order not to transgress before the Holy King. Come and see. When one performs a precept, this precept descends and then stands before the Holy One, blessed be He, and says, I belong to so-and-so who made me. The Holy One, blessed be He, places it before him and watches over it daily in order to benefit the person on its behalf. If a man transgresses with a matter of Torah, that transgression appears before him and says, I am the product of the one who made me. The Holy One, blessed be He, appoints it, and it remains there so that he may see it in order to create the effect. This is the essence of the verse. And when Hashem saw it, he abhorred them because of the provocation of his sons and his daughters. What is meant by saw? It means the transgression standing before him. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. Pasuk 67.
Tavi tshuva makitiv gam Hashem he'evir hatatza lo tamut. The Avar Hauchova Mikameya Begindila Istakal Beyaliotava Leyavialda Al Tefen El Keshiham Haze the El Rishal. Bil hatato amar rabbi yose bekein mechaka mashma diktiv nikam onech aonech lefanai.
The translation. He repents. Then it is written, Hashem also has commuted your sin. You shall not die. Meaning that he removed from before him that sin in order not to look at it and to benefit him. Therefore it is written, look not to the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sin. Meaning do not look at them. Rabbi Yossi said, also from here is derived this idea, as it is written, yet the stain of your iniquity is before me. My commentary is that the verse with Rabbi Ashlag's comments is clear as written. That is the end of the section 8. Are there any questions? We do have time to do section 9. We will start with Pasuk 68. Rabbi Yosei Vera Al Kameya the Rabbi Shimon Yomaha Yashkefeya the Hawaiati the Kae Ari Kiti Vayomer Hadamaisha Shernatata Imadi Yobata Limin Haetz Waokel Mashmadi Adam Behawa Kasada It's Berea Ugufa Hadadikil Asher Nadata Amadi Lakatil Asher Nadata Li Amarleya Ihaki Vehati Ani Aisha Vahim Hani Tevet Aim Kalasle Vilakatim Hani Tevet Lifanecha Amarleya Iketim Hani Tenet Aim Kahawa Ameda Hake Kediki, I share with Tatayi. Mitata imadi aval hanitsa vayet kediv. The translation. Rabbi Yossi the younger entered before Rabbi Shimon one day and found him sitting and reading the verse. And the man said, the woman who you did give to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. This here means that Adam and Eve were created together, stuck one to the other in one body, as it says, did give to be with me, and not you gave to me. He replied to him, if so, what of the verse, I am the woman that stood by you here? It is not written that stood before you. He said to him, if the verse read given with you, then I would say it resembles the other verse that says, whom you did give to be with me. However, as it reads stood, then the meaning is only standing alone, but not attached to him. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. Eve is created with Adam and later stands by his side. Pasuk 69. Amar Leya Lehakin Tivayomer Hashem Elohim Lo Tov Hayod Hadam Levado Eselo ezer kenegdo, eselo tashta, tashta. Amar leya hakihu vadai, te adam levado hawa de la hawa leya besemech minukpeya. Beginda hawa besit rod kibade okimna umadi amar eselo ezer haki hudilakitiv evra lo ezer begindiktiv zakar un kacheva Ramaval Ese Kitiv Umahu Ese Atakein Mashma Deku chaburihu natila misitrao betakin la betikuna veaite lakamea uvdenishtamash Adam in Tetea Wahawaleya Semes. The translation. He replied, "Behold, it is written." And Hashem Elohim said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a help to match before him." Hence, his wife was created alone. She was before him, not attached to him in one body. And he answers, "I will make him," meaning now I will make her before him. But prior to this, they were created attached in one body. He said to him, "So it was surely that Adam was alone. He had no help in a female, since she was attached by the rib, as explained." And the meaning of "I will make him a help" means that it is already so, as it is not written, "I will create a help," which is because it is written, "Male and female, he created them," meaning that since the time of creation, they were already a male and female. But it says, "I will make." What shall he make? Meaning, "I will fix," meaning the Holy One, blessed be he, took her from his ribs in order to make this corrective change, brought her before him, and then Adam united with his wife, and she was his helpmate. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the verse is clear as written. Does this mean that the female is created before the male? Or is LL created before Adam and Eve? And this is where her attitude to be on top comes from. That's the end of the section. It's the end of our time. Are there any questions? Classes tomorrow at 7 a.m. will be a Psalms class. We will need to count the Omer individually or with your communities and your synagogues for Friday night. On Saturday, we will count the Omer in our 7 p.m. class, where we will have a Zohar class for the Parasha of Emor. I bid you all Shabbat Shalom, a good Shabbat, wonderful. Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
It's Shabbat.
Okay.
Good night.